This is amazing grace, salvation, isn't it?
Yeah.
Marvelous love. Ruth as a book is very rich in spiritual illustrations and values as well, which are all advantageous examples of godliness for us to live by today. It demonstrates, and I want to begin with this, the sovereignty of God. God over all, evidenced in blessing. Blessing beyond sorrow, which Ruth knew at the beginning. Beyond sorrow and loss, in the happiness and togetherness, as in the lives first of Ruth, again with Naomi, a mother-in-law, and then with Boaz, who would become a husband together. And so I want to consider this aspect of God's providence, bringing Ruth, who came from outside of Israel, outside of promise, brought in to be inside with God's people as part with him. And also, more than that, becoming a family. And that's a thought that we'll progress with. Becoming in a special way a family within Israel, from outside with no hope to inside with every opportunity in God that arises. In its fullest, greatest sense then, we can see God's sovereign intervention, we'll see this later, in bringing a universal redemption, because we'll see Boaz is a type that Jesus as our Saviour is the reality of coming into this world to save us, to bring us back into the family of God. And so, first I would like to bring 4 points. The first one is this, that there was provision. Thinking of Ruth in the field, there was provision made through God's law. For here was provision made for the poor. We read that Ruth, Naomi, arrived in Bethlehem at harvest time, the beginning of the barley harvest. And the reason was that she would glean, pick up the leftover grain that was left in the field. This was, as I've said, stipulated in God's law. It was given for the poor. It was given for the foreigner. It was given for those that had very little, to be able to pick up, to live by what was left when the reapers reaped the harvest. And what was left, and God said, don't pick it up. Don't cut the corners. Leave some for the poor. There would be very little, but leave some for the poor. And this was what exactly Ruth was, and Naomi, widows together. And there they were, and she gleaned in the field. But the providence of God, the marvellous favour that God gives overall, leads Ruth into the very field of Boaz. It could have been any field, but it was his field. And God leads and God guides us in many ways. For we see that in her relationship with Naomi, Ruth shows, and I want to bring out the relationship of Ruth with Boaz first of all, before we continue. She shows loyalty and devotion to her mother-in-law. How? Well, you see, it's like this. She has to glean for two. She's not just picking up the leftover grain for herself. She has to pick up what's left over for the two. And so you see, here is loyalty and devotion towards our mother-in-law. And then add to this diligence. Not only did she have to glean for two, but she had to glean all day to get enough, to make sure there was enough for them both. And then add to this again, a moral righteousness in the life of Ruth. Why? Because Boaz, when he arrived in his field and saw her there gleaning, asked all about her, what it was, why was she there, who was she? And you see, this is what he said. He said this to Ruth. You said, it has shown me, Ruth said, why look after me, a stranger, a foreigner? What do I deserve of your providence and greatness towards me? And you see, what he says is this, it showed me, I've known, that you've left everything that you knew behind, all the idolatry and that which held you back. Took up with the people of God, with your mother-in-law, came into the land of promise, and the Lord reward you and bring you protection unto whose people you have come to stay. And there she was. You see, look at Boaz then, as we consider the two. Boaz and his godly greeting. It must have been a marvellous thing to work for such a godly man that the first words that he says is, God bless you, to his workers. And their reply is, and God bless you, because it's mutual and it's relationship. And this is the measure of a godly man. He puts God first. And when we place God first, everything else falls into line. Everything else finds its place. Everything else that will arise and come will be in the providence of God as he leads. But that's where we have to be, to place ourselves in that situation. Then he shows Ruth kindness. He shows Ruth generosity. We have that read to us. He shows to Ruth provision. He provides for her. He actually tells the reapers, when you're cutting the grain, when you're cutting it, just leave it as the glean has come. And just let her, don't bother her, just let her pick up what there is. You see, what he's saying is, there's enough and provision for those that trust in God. And not only provision, but there was protection. There was protection for her. There was that assurity, he says, don't go anywhere else. Don't glean in anybody else's field. You stay here with my reapers, with my maids. Collect. Stay with me. You see how God moves, the providence of God, the favour of God in these situations. God is blessing this godly lady. God is blessing this godly man. God is blessing them together for a future which they will have. And this is amazing grace, we sang. This is marvellous, Lord. This is favour beyond degree. God giving that which brings out ministries in our lives that's going to mean such a difference towards us, well, and especially towards her. He also says, as I've said, stay through the harvest, stay with me. Now here's an interesting thing. Throughout that time, Ruth arrives back. Ruth comes back to Naomi with a lot of grain. Why such a lot? She begins to tell her what's happened. Naomi begins to realise something in the favour that God has. She recognises that Boaz is a near, close relative. What do we mean by that? Well, here you see is an opportunity that will arise, which we'll see, that Naomi instructs Ruth about procedure of what to do and bringing Boaz to realise his responsibility before God to reclaim the property and to marry her. As we progress, we'll see this to happen. So Naomi recognises in God, here is the hand of God, and instructs Ruth what to do. And Ruth, Boaz has a responsibility before God to redeem the land and to marry Ruth. That land belonged to her deceased husband in the past. And he, through this, becomes the kinsman redeemer, the relative that brings back the property into its rightful ownership. And considering this as we go on, let's look at what happens here. Here is reward. A reward for Ruth for her faithful, loving obedience. And secondly, before we move on to Boaz as a kinsman redeemer, just to reconsider what we've seen, that God will honour those committed to his service. God will always honour us as we honour him in the things we do. For this is what Naomi says. He, Boaz, will not rest until he gets this transaction completed, until he sorts out the land, till he marries Ruth. He's not going to rest, we'll see this as we go on, till it's accomplished. So what is this telling us about commitment in the service of God? Well, it's telling this, that Boaz, his is a complete commitment. In other words, he'll keep on to see it through. So the three aspects arriving from this is, first, for Ruth, throughout the harvests which we've seen, she remains with Boaz, and she continued a humble gleaner of corn to provide for her and Naomi during this time. And then for Boaz, until he becomes the kinsman redeemer, he will not rest till this is sorted or settled out. And then for us, keep on trusting in the providence of God, for God will provide for us when we trust him. Provide for us in our lives, in our daily living, in all that we do for him. He is our great provider. And here is the evidence of this in a marvelous way. Keep on trusting God. He provides for everything we need. And then thirdly, now we see Boaz is God's chosen redeemer. In that, first, again, in the law, it was a provision made according as in Leviticus to God's law that a transaction had to be made by purchase. The right of a near relative or kinsman, as the word puts it, to buy back property. What do we mean by this? Whose property is this? Well, you see, going way back to the beginning, when Naomi and Elimelech, her husband and the sons, journeyed out of Bethlehem, he, Elimelech, sold his land. He sold his land to go out. And so, now that Naomi was back, there was still the land to be reclaimed from her deceased husband. But included in this redemption of the land or the property bought back was the stipulation of the marriage of Ruth to the one that bought it back. So included in this transaction was the marriage of Ruth, a daughter-in-law, to Boaz. Why this? Well, not only the provision in God's law, but the reason is given that it was to keep within the family possession, to keep within the family in Israel, and hence to keep the property within the nation of God's people. And this is what we see. Boaz foreshadows the redeeming work of Jesus Christ as action result in Ruth becoming a family with God's people. His actions result in this. So I just want to bring together exactly what happened with this transaction in the relationship. Meanwhile, Boaz had gone to the meeting place at the town gate and was sitting there when the other close relative came by. So Boaz invited him to come over and sit down, and he did. Then Boaz got 10 of the town elders and also asked them to sit down. After they had sat down, he said to the man, "Naomi has come back from Moab and is willing selling the land that belonged to her husband Elimelech. I am telling you about this since you are his closest relative and have the right to buy the property. If you want it, you can buy it now. These 10 men and the other standing here can be witnesses. But if you don't want the property, let me know, because I am next in line." The man replied, "I will buy it." "If you do buy it from Naomi," said Boaz, "you must also marry Ruth. Then if you have a son by her, the property will stay in the family of Ruth's first husband." The man answered, "If that's the case, I don't want to buy it. That would make problems with the property I already own. You may buy it yourself, because I cannot." To make a sale legal in those days, one person would take off a sandal and give it to the other, so that after the man had agreed to let Boaz buy the property, he took off one of his sandals and handed it to Boaz. Just a little thought. The nail prints in our Saviour's feet. All you are witnesses that today I have bought from Naomi the property that belonged to Elimelech and his two sons, Chilion and Mahlon. You are also witness that I have agreed to marry Mahlon's widow, Ruth, the Moabite woman. This will keep the property in his family's name, and he will be remembered in his own town. And of course the elder said, "We are in agreement." Boaz married Ruth, and the Lord blessed her with a son. This is a family in Israel. Then, having read that and brought into our mind the redemption as Boaz, the chosen redeemer, in conclusion and lastly, I just want to consider the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour is our kinsman redeemer. How and why? Well, salvation is by a transaction of purchase. That's what redemption means, a price. Jesus paid a complete price, a full payment for our salvation. Jesus, God's Son, became flesh. He became a man. He was born into this world sinless to take away our sin. John 1 and verse 14. Philippians 2, verses 5 to 8. See his willingness to identify with a human family. And that's what our Lord did when he came into this world. Again, as Boaz did to his. The thought then, Ruth was unable to do anything for herself. Absolute helplessness. Boaz comes in and marries her and brings into that relationship of a family. And then, by the same token, so were we. Look at our sinful state. Romans 5, verse 6 and verse 8. While we were without strength, while we were unable to help ourselves, while there was no one who could help, one did come. Our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, and he brings redemption, salvation to us. Condemnation is removed. Romans 8 verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. For what Jesus did, he first brought us into the family. Now we are the church family. Together, he purchased our salvation, the price his blood poured out for us on the cross. Now we have a restored relationship, and not only bought us, but he brought us into the family, now the church family, together with God as our Father. We can truly say, surely salvation is a complete work of love and of grace.